Back in January, President Trump ordered local governments to comply with federal requests to detain arrested immigrants for deportation. Trump warned they would lose federal funding if they didn't. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez was the first in the country to cooperate. His move provoked widespread protests and a state court challenge on behalf of Haitian immigrant James LaCroix, who had been arrested for numerous driver's license violations. LaCroix was due to be released this past Tuesday, but Wednesday the county handed him to the feds. Miami Circuit Court Judge Milton Hirsch has now ruled that violated LaCroix's constitutional rights. Philip Reisenstein is LaCroix's attorney.
If the case is closed, they have to be released. We don't keep people in jail in this country for no reason while the federal government decides if they're going to take custody of them or not.
Judge Hirsch said LaCroix's federal detention stepped on states' rights not to be forced to take on federal duties like immigration enforcement. The price, Hirsch wrote, would be the subjugation of state and local governments to a central government of unlimited power. The county and the Trump administration are likely to appeal. Reisenstein hopes they do.
I'd love the federal government to get involved. I would love them to intervene on this appeal, and I would love to get them in writing on this and make them defend their policies.
In his ruling, Hirsch wrote that while Miami may not be a self-designated sanctuary city for immigrants, quote, America is a sanctuary country. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.